Bishop Raymond Burke says Catholic lawmakers must vote the way of the church or they can't receive communion. UW-La Crosse political scientist Kurt Rydell says many feared John Kennedy would not be truly independent of the church if he were elected president. They feared he'd be subject to dictates of the Pope and church. Rydell says Kennedy made it clear the interests of the country would come before those of the church. Rydell doesn't expect fallout from the current controversy to negatively affect Catholic lawmakers in Wisconsin.
I don't know if it's going to hurt Catholic legislators. I think most of them are going to reject that kind of a dictate and are going to emphasize that they do not see themselves bound to vote church doctrine, that they're going to vote on the basis of popular will and their own conscience and what's best for the state and the country. So I think they're going to reject this.
Rydell says Kennedy's election put the Catholic issue to rest, and there's not been a lot of debate about it since then. He expects much debate to follow Burke's ruling on lawmakers in the diocese. He says it's the kind of publicity the church doesn't need.
In the case of Bishop Burke, he's about to be transferred and will be taking a new position in St. Louis. I'm not so sure it would be appreciated making the headlines in this way.
Some Wisconsin lawmakers who earlier received letters from the bishop telling them they must vote correctly on abortion-related issues have said their allegiance is to the people and the Constitution before the church. Bishop Burke is leaving La Crosse in the near future to become Archbishop of St. Louis. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.